Well, certainly not. The MDC wants an election so that the people of Zimbabwe decide on a government. The government of national unity has its limitations, which we all know about. There are a lot of policy inconsistencies. The MDC was unable to implement the program that would save Zimbabwe because of the intransigence of ZANU-PF. So this is unlikely to be of much help now. We want a people of Zimbabwe to elect a government under free and fair conditions so that the government that is the result is a government of the people of Zimbabwe.
What will happen now in the absence of further democratic reforms?
Well, democratic reforms are not negotiable at all. Failure to institute democratic reforms is not an option. Zimbabwe must go to elections after democratic reform. And one of the reforms is being dealt with today, the Constitution. And if the Constitution is brought into operation, then we will see quite significant reforms. And the other reforms like media reform have to be embarked upon. We know that ZANU-PF wanted to extend the GNU because they know they won't win free and fair elections at all.